Am I just louder?
No.
I feel weird. Anyway, it's just a headphone. It's me. I'm gonna take that. Hi.
Hi.
What the fuck? Whatever. So hey, it's Hi. Sunday. It's
Good
8
evening.
O'clock. It's love bite time.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that too. This was so loud.
No, you're.
Oh, that's so much better. I really can't handle hearing you so loud in my head. It fucking drives me. I mean, trust me, I hear myself in my head enough. I do not need to hear me in my head twice. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets it. You should get that because we all hear ourselves in our head. I'm just being real honest. Doesn't make me crazy. It just makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Yeah.
It's been like a week of... like weird.
Oh God. Yes. Sorry. That was like really loud. Yeah. It was just like, oh God. It's been a week. It's been a fucking week.
It's been a week. To the point that it feels like it was much longer than 7 days ago that we sat in this very studio with Puppy.
And I believe even then we were like, man, this feels like so long ago.
Yeah, and I'm just curious because there was a point when it was like, wow, I can't believe it's, you know, 2012 and blah, blah, blah. And now it just, it feels, maybe it is the month of March, but it is, it's dragging on like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like someone needs to crack the whip on this month and get it fucking going because... I'm about to cut a bitch.
That's
what I'm going to do. Yeah. And the bitch is March. That's what I want to do.
The bitch is March.
The bitch is March. I don't know. Maybe it'll be April too. Maybe it'll be all of spring. I don't know. I haven't decided this. I'll let you know come summer.
Okay.
Then I'll tell you.
I understand that. I get you. I guess this one's for you.
That's what you were focusing on over there. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing with a goddamn phone?
Pocket whip.
Yeah, that's a pocket whip. It's a pocket whip. Real whip would be better.
It would be.
That does nothing for me. So yeah, we originally were going to have some guests on, which fell through, which happens because people have lives. We were actually going to have a couple professional and lifestyle dominants on.
As in that they're pro-doms. They're pro- and their lifestyle.
Yep. So the pro-doms, you can pay for their services, but they are also lifestyle. And I was really curious about how they balance those two and how that works out for them. And it didn't work out. We might have one of them on in the future, which would be fantastic. So, you know, then we were like, well, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
And the cool thing is that when we have these conversations, see, because like during the week, they're like, fuck, man, what are we going to talk about? Can't figure out what the fuck we're going to talk about. And then like fucking an hour.
Did you make a list once? What's on the list? I don't want to fucking talk about any of that shit on that list. Fuck.
Well,
it really has to be what's in your heart.
Yeah.
And, like what is really driving you? It has to have a moment of passion to do this because otherwise it's mechanical. And I don't think that's what we put into the show.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. No, I was just saying how it gets really silly. How during the week we're struggling to find a fucking topic sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then like literally sometimes a day of we're like, yes, this is what we will talk about.
And yeah, it springs to life on its own. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fantastic. It's pretty exciting. So this topic that came to us was fucked up dominance, doms, fucked up dominance, fucked up submission, and fucked up submissives.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because as I say that, that can be taken in a lot of different ways. It could be taken, you know, fucked up emotionally, mentally, which, you know, a lot of us are.
Sure.
But I don't think it has anything to do with dominance or submission. We're just fucked up as people. But I, for me, it is also about that a person can come from their dominance or their submission in a very different way. It can be very self-serving. It can be very selfish. And to me, that's fucked up dominance or fucked up submission.
Right.
When it's all about me, that to me is where that comes from. You know, we all have stories and stuff like that.
If you do have a story and you would like to share that with us or, you know, whatever that is, you can always give us a call at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562.
Sometimes the colors scare me. I'll just tell you that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, because we like real point. I mean, I've said for a long time that there are some people that you look in the world, in the vanilla specifically, and you think, oh, they're a dominant or they're a very dominant person. You can be a dominant person. You can be a dominant personality, but not be a dominant in the sense of DS.
Right.
You can be domineering, but not be a dominant. You know, you're just an asshole. That I see that a lot. And I see that there's a lot of people, especially I see it happening where a lot of submissives see a domineering or dominant personality and want them to be their dominant, when that's not really in that person's heart, that in that person they want them to be dominant's heart. I understand that a submissive really wants this person to submit to that person. I get that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is a dominant. And I've seen it happen where they're like, yeah, I can do this. And they really can't because they don't get it. They don't know where it comes from. They don't understand the basis of this dominance and the basis of their submission. And because they don't understand that, it comes across very shallow and fucked up.
Right, right. Well, but I think sometimes those people that you talk about that are domineering and mean and maybe not the nicest people.
Well, you can be mean and not nice and still be a good dominant.
It right.
It just depends on the relationship with the submissive.
But what I'm trying to get at is that as a submissive, sometimes you see those things and it's attractive because you have these fantasies of all this other shit. But it doesn't necessarily always click that just because they fit into that fantasy very nicely in that moment and in those circumstances, it doesn't mean that they're the best person for you in the bigger picture. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. And so, I mean, but my thing is a lot about the motivation. What drives somebody to be a dominant? What drives somebody to be a submissive? And what drives somebody to submit to somebody? And what drives to a dominant to care for a submissive? Because I it's a two-way street in my opinion. That's the cap to my pen. It's a two-way street in my opinion. And both parties have equal and great responsibilities to the relationship. And it doesn't have to be a 24/7 DS relationship. Any total power exchange relationship is a relationship. And so each party has responsibilities. They have to participate in this right. In some way. And if the motivation, if the motivation is off, it translates itself into odd things. So, for example, the domineering person that's just a fucking asshole or a bitch, whatever, and the submissive who is probably has that fantasy that fits so nicely, but also is probably really craving dominance in their life.
Right.
And so each party is coming to it almost in that frenzy mode that we've discussed in the past, where they both really want whatever this feeling is, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they really want or should get it from the other party. They're just temporarily exchanging it. You know, it's like a one night stand, except these one night stands last a little bit longer and they end up being a little bit more emotionally damaging,
yeah.
In my opinion. You know?
No, I agree with that. I guess, I don't know, like it's hard for me to see like what kind of hidden agenda a dominant would have. It's easier for me to see what kind of hidden agenda a submissive would have. Because sometimes, sometimes we want stuff. We want stuff and we're like, yeah. I'm gonna find some way to get this from my D type, because yeah. And sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes it's very underhanded. Sometimes it's very, you're very conscious that you're doing that. Other times you kind of not. The kind of not is me. What is that?
You can't prove it happened. Ha 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 ha.
Well, anyways. At the presence of mind to apologize afterwards and try to rectify my actions. Okay. Anyways.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, that kind of borders into the whole topping from the bottom perspective. But I don't know. If you have a submissive or you know a submissive who is eager and ready and is craving that dominance and is craving all of those things, everything, it's really easy to ignore the not so good things about someone in order to get those things that you want. But then if you're ignoring those things, if you're ignoring those bad things, isn't that kind of a type of manipulation? Aren't you kind of manipulating that person into being your dominant if you're not pointing out or paying attention to those bad things? Did I just like inception myself?
I don't have any fucking idea what you're saying. Can I buy a vowel? I don't know what you're saying.
I mean, never mind.
No, I'm sure I'll listen back and be like, what the fuck? You shouldn't have been pouring your coffee. You shouldn't have been reading your notes because maybe she made a lot of sense and I just missed it.
No. I guess I'm saying that if there's, say for instance, myself, if I'm a free range submissive and I really, really want something and the dominant and I want this and I want that, I want someone to tell me what the fuck to do, right? And I see someone and they're... Don't do that. You distract me.
So you want someone to tell you what the fuck to do?
Yes. So I want someone to tell me what the fuck to do. Doesn't it make me a bit of a manipulator or a little bit something that's not positive? I can't think of a word right now. What? Stop it. If I consciously ignore those bad things about that person that I'm considering to be my dominant.
Right.
So just so that I can get that which I'm craving.
No, that all feeds back to the frenzy topic that we had, I don't know how many weeks ago, but it boils down to no one's making the right decisions in that moment when their need or whatever desire is not being met. No one is making the right decision. And for me, that does lead to manipulation on both sides, on both parties. You know, we've all seen the submissives that do something, be it service, be it gifts, be it, you know, whatever it is that the submissive is doing for a dominant, with the expectation of some type of reciprocity. Whatever that means. Reciprocity can mean a lot of different things, but you know, whether it means they get a spanking because they really want a spanking,
right,
or they get a flogging, or they get sex, or they get, you know, whatever that means for them, that is if that is an intention, whether it be a known or an unknown, it definitely is going to completely shade, taint whatever is going to transpire. And it's not to say nobody is pure at all times or impure at all times. We all kind of ebb and flow and go in and out of these moments. We all have these thoughts, you know, I want this. Maybe from a submissive point, I wonder how I can get mistress to do this for me. For me, I want this. In my vanilla world, I would have been like, I wonder how I can get that. Now it's just like, I'm just going to ask for it because, and of course now I'm even transferring that into the vanilla world. I'm just going to ask for it because I'm too fucking old to deal with all the motherfucking manipulation. So I'm just going to ask. This is what I want. Can you please do this for me? I'm nice. I'm always nice. Except
yeah.
For when I'm not. but you know, I think that as soon as you have that set of manipulation or even, I mean, for me, for an example, for personal experience, I can guarantee that the relationship is over when I am thinking more of, well, I get this. When I'm thinking more of my return than I am of their benefit. In my mind, that relationship has started that crumble downhill.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that happens, and there's lots of flags and chinks in the armor that I can see before that happens. I know them all. But as soon as that happens, I know, okay, this is, it's only a matter of time.
Right.
I can choose to rip the Band-Aid off fast or slow, but it's only a matter of time. Because I, as soon as I start thinking in terms of what's in it for me, I'm no longer approaching the relationship with with the heart of I am one half, the yin to the yang of the submissive, and what I desire and what I like is so very different from what they desire and what they like. And by ensuring that both of our needs are fulfilled on whatever level, then it continues to spiral in a balanced way. Mm-hmm. As soon as it becomes imbalanced, it doesn't, even if on the submissive standpoint, they're absolutely getting what they want, they're getting all of these things, but you well know it's not about what you want. I mean, you specifically, mm-hmm. you know, it's not about what you want. I make you do things that you don't want to do flat out. You hate it. And I make you do them anyway. And at the conclusion, maybe not the same day, you thanked me. Because that it's about making sure that there is the balance. Giving in to all of your needs and your wants, you're just going to be miserable. I know that. And I'm going to be miserable. And I'm going to be like, I fucking can't stand you. Because you just be whiny, me, I want, I want, I want. It's a black hole. You know what I'm saying? So it's about maintaining that kind of a balance. And that's, for me, for my dominance, don't hide. Because
I'm not hiding. I'm not hiding. I'm simply adjusting the mic. Please continue with what you're saying, because it's very interesting.
She's hiding behind her mic.
Nice. It's
about, you know, kind of maintaining this kind of balance. And it takes a lot to really be aware. And I'm by no means perfect. By no means do I have it all right and fucking know everything and figured it all out. Because fuck, I'm figuring shit out every day. You would think at my age, but no.
You know, you realize you're not really that old.
Fuck
right?
you, bitch. Fuck you. I'm older. Fuck enough. Point is. So, I lost my train of thought because I'm all into the old thing. The point being that when I see people that are they really are trying to be dominant for someone that they love. I get that. They really are trying, but it's taxing on them. It can come out as they're being an asshole or a bitch. It absolutely can. It makes it very difficult.
Right.
Makes it very difficult.
I get that.
I'm going to let you talk while I can read all the shit that's coming in on the Twitter.
Oh, which reminds me, people, you should be following us on the Twitter. And that would be the_love_bite. It's funny because I was listening to what you were saying, and I remembered some very, very strong words that that Redemption's Girl said to me this week. And Redemption's Girl's awesome. You should follow her on Twitter. But she said that, you know, expectations will lead to resentment. Mm-hmm. And I didn't super, super delayed reactions to things. And it didn't really hit me. What? Why are you laughing?
Carry on.
Okay. But it didn't really hit me what that meant and what it meant for me and what it meant for me in terms of our relationship until like a day or two later. But yeah, it kind of goes with actually most of what you've just said. You know, the moment that you start thinking, okay, what's in it for me? How am I going to get X? Then I guess at that point, haven't you lost perspective of what the entire relationship was based on to begin with?
Yep.
Haven't you then kind of betrayed that promise that you made at the beginning of the relationship, the intentions with which you went into the relationship with? Especially, you know, I didn't really feel like shit after it like really, really, really dawned on me, because I describe myself as a service sub, and I wasn't exactly giving service by thinking about, well, having like the total like subby meltdown that everybody has. Not everybody, but you know, subs know what I'm talking about. You have the subby meltdown where like, oh my God, all these things are going wrong. Oh my God, everything's falling apart. What is going on? When really nothing's going on, it's all going on in your head. Yeah, one of those. Anyways, but you know, I often forget. It's you know, with so many things going on in life, I often forget that one of the best ways that I can give service is to simply not do anything. Is to simply step back, you know, and I swear to God, this week I was just kind of like, wait, what do I do? What do I do? I was a fucking busybody because I was just, I need to do something. Obviously, I'm not doing anything because nothing is happening. Oh my God, nothing is going on. We're not having any kink. We're not having any anything. What is going to happen? And I was really just like, I was struggling. And so I reached out to Redemption's Girl because she's like the fucking Buddha of subs. What? You fucking know I'm right. She's so...
No, she is the fucking Buddha of subs.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So when I feel lost, I go to the temple of subs, of which she is the Buddha. Okay.
I feel like texting her right now and saying that so she's aware.
But, you know, it's one of those things where, you feel yourself kind of going, you're going somewhere where you know you shouldn't be going. You know that your thoughts are just kind of becoming very misaligned to what the relationship is and what the relationship is based on, you know?
So it's interesting because in as you... Well, no. In psychology, there is a thing that is called expectation theory. And what expectation theory states is that proportional disappointment is in direct proportion to the level of expectation that has been failed. So let's all think about Valentine's Day. Let's all think about Valentine's Day. And let's all think about you're in a relationship. And you know it's going to be something special. Something's going to be planned. There's going to be roses. There's going to be chocolates. There's going to be a romantic dinner that like is like three bills. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, you know. And then the sex, just mind-blowing. You know, you will never have had sex as good as you do on Valentine's Day because it's Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. The simple fact that you're defining it with the actual name, it's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
That alone should be.
And then reality comes. Yeah. And he couldn't get reservations. Roses were gone. You know, the chocolates are just substandard, let's be honest. And you know, and everything kind of trickles down. You go to Pink's for hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? Where the expectation that you had was literally unattainable. But so your disappointment is very high. And therefore, your resentment is very high. And therefore, and I'm not going to say, well, then don't have expectations, because let's be honest, we're all going to have expectations. There's no way to not have expectations. It's about ensuring that both parties have very clear expectations. And that's really hard. That's really hard. And I think that a lot of people, when they are making choices and decisions in these moments of frenzy or this moment of I have this hole in my life and it is dominance or submission. I have this hole and I must fill it. I must cram it full of something. And you grab whatever and it's a square peg in your round hole and you want to just shove it in there because you don't care. You just, it's close. I can make it work. And the truth of the matter is you can't. And so even the expectation of I can make it work will result in disappointment and therefore resentment. And you're doomed to fail from that point, from either side, from the dominant, from the submissive, even when you're talking about yourself. When you have a partner that you genuinely care about, genuinely like or love, whatever, and they come to you with a kink that you do not... Like, you don't get it, you don't want to do it, it's fucking stupid, you don't like it, whatever. Whatever your opinion is, and you think, all right, I'll try it. And I don't have a problem with that. I have tried lots of things I thought I wouldn't like that I ended up being like, wow, I kind of dug that. Let's talk about golden showers. I was like, ew, I am so not pissing on someone or like letting them drink. Ew, it's like so gross. Like all of that came to mind with the whole, I turned into a 16-year-old when I thought about golden showers.
Sure, I did.
No, but I mean, even my mind, when I thought about it, that's where I went. And then I gave it a shot. I was like, let's give it a shot. Of course, you know, I'm thinking all the logistics. I was like, do I have to wear a skirt and underwear? Or do I just not wear any pants at all? And do I squat? And where are they going to lay? We have to be in the bathroom. We're going to be in the shower. How is this going to work? Because I really don't want to clean this shit up. I don't want them to clean it up. And then there's the towels. You know, literally, this is my mind going a million miles an hour trying to think about it. And when it ended up happening, I was like, it had nothing to do with the act. It had to do with the essence of the dominance and the submission. So I tried it. But there are times when there have been other situations where you really try it for somebody else. And no matter how hard you try, you can't force yourself to like something. You can't force yourself to enjoy it when, you know, and it just makes it makes it difficult. If you try and fake it for the other person, you're being disingenuous to yourself. You're being disingenuous to them and to the relationship from either perspective. It makes it very difficult. Makes life difficult.
What?
No, you have to look.
No, nothing. Everything's fine. Well, so I have a question for you then.
No, shit.
Shit.
Crack my neck for this. Let's go.
So what have you taken from... I mean, well, I don't know about you, but I've been brought up to always try to learn as much as I can from others, and whatever doesn't work for me, just leave it. What you've seen in the lifestyle, in the scene, in the people that we know, how do you think people best avoid those kind of people, those kinds of situations where, you know, you're dominant and now you're in a situation with a sub where it's like all this crazy mayhem and drama and manipulation, or vice versa, you know, a sub who got fucking charmed by whoever and it is now in that dramaful situation.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck?
Why is the sub being charmed? Why can't the dominant be charmed?
Don't.
Because I know enough passive aggressive subs that do whatever they can in whatever way they can to get the dominant onto their side, onto them, whatever. Don't even talk about how the only people they get charmed
I'm not saying that those are the only people who get charmed. I'm not saying
that. Okay, I'm sorry. So what's the question then? Because that really obviously affected me. What was the question?
No. But see, now we're on that fucking topic.
Get on the fucking topic.
I fucking will then.
Fucking topic.
I'm saying that subs are very often charmed by dominance because dominance
bullshit.
Wait, let me please,
I'm calling
let me finish.
Flat out fucking let me, bullshit
let me,
on that.
Let me motherfucking finish, right?
By all means.
Let me finish.
TikTok.
Because sometimes I'll put this in terms that you can understand.
Fucking talk.
Let me put this in terms that you can fucking understand. Dominance.
I want to slap her so bad.
Dominance are like a fucking sparkly vampire. And subs are like,
oh,
you know, the
no,
yes, I fucking
you
did.
Yes,
I fucking
you
did.
Didn't. You fucking yes. said dominance are like sparkly fucking vampires.
And we're like the fucking humans that are like so like, oh my God, you're so awesome and you're so wonderful. And let me just totally bow down at your feet because you're so sparkly and awesome. Yeah. That's my fucking analogy right there.
So,
that was all a Twilight reference, just in case
humans
you didn't get that.
Shouldn't mock vampires, sparkly or fucking not. I'm gonna smack the fucking shit out of her when we're off the air. I just want you all to know. Here's the deal. I'm sure that was a tweet. Here's the deal. You can act like the victim, the little human that is only wooed by the sparkling vampire or lured into the trap by the spider. But don't act for one single second that you aren't walking there and you want something from that vampire or you want something from that spider. Because you do.
Her eyes just turned black. No, I more often than not, yeah. You go in there because you want something.
My point is that both parties want something.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And mostly to that point is that the submissives of the world are more active in their pursuit of it than the dominance of the world that I have noticed. I'm not sure why this is. I'm sure it comes down to the psychology of it all. I'm sure it comes down to the fact that, but yeah, I cut myself off, by the way. The, because I can do that. The attention whores of the DS world are almost always the submissives. They're the ones that are seeking the attention. They're the ones that are creating something, a spectacle, a whatever. So to say that the submissives are charmed by the dominance is a cop-out. And it's bullshit.
So you're denying
flat
out?
Because I see more subs try to charm doms than doms charm subs.
So, but are you denying that that happens at all?
No. Oh, okay. Fuck no. It always happens. I see it all the time. Usually they're douchebags and I don't want to talk to them because they're fucking douchey.
That's what I was referring to, the douchey ones.
It wasn't, yeah, I don't hang out with the douchey ones. I don't like the douchey ones. Douchey ones, bye-bye. That's how I feel. It's just because they're douchey. Yes. I get that slimy, lizardy vibe.
Ew, gross.
And now
it.
Apparently sparkly vampire vibe from them. That is not going away, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Ever. Just so you know.
I know. But anyways, the question.
You had a fucking question before we sidebarred here with this, whatever the fuck that shit was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, she didn't.
I'm sorry.
Fucking fuck.
I'm really sorry.
What was your question?
Okay, my question. What? my question was that what ways have you seen in the lifestyle that people avoid that kind of situation? That kind of situation where you wake up one day and you realize, holy fuck, the person that's on the other end of this DS relationship is kind of batshit crazy.
You're asking the wrong person. And I say this because I might have some experience with the batshit crazy. Other side of the equation might have
it was
some of that experience.
Unintentional, by the way.
Yeah. However, I will address probably the keener point to that, which is how do either parties try to keep a more open eye for signs of manipulation? Signs of disingenuousness, signs of whatever. And I don't think that it's any different from any other relationship. It's just that there's an added component to the DS. But it's the same as any vanilla relationship. Mm-hmm. We all see red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And they range from the subtle manipulation you get from the other party, be it attempting to buy your love, attempting to control you in any way, truthfully, without transparency. I'm very transparent with you in my method and means of controlling you. I don't hide anything. If you want to know why I'm forcing your ass to go someplace that you don't want to go and you beg me not to and I make you go anyway, I will flat out tell you because it's good for you and you'll thank me later. Flat out. And you hate it. You might even curse me in your head. Say it ain't so. But I know. And that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to like me at that moment. But you have to do it. Or you can just say bye and we could not have the relationship anymore. So, but the point is that having that transparency, that openness, that when you lose that, when you don't have that, when you start to question and wonder and not understand, then that opens up that chink in the armor, that crack in the wall, where you start sensing or seeing perhaps there might be some kind of manipulation.
Right.
So it's no different than the diligence that is required in all relationships. We just work on a slightly different level in the DS world. And we all have to be really honest with ourselves about our own motivations for why we're doing things. You know? And that's... that requires a lot of things. I mean, for some people, and when I say some people, I mean me, I have some serious difficulty in accepting service sometimes. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. I can't sit on my ass and play a video game while you're cleaning. I just can't. I can't do it. And you know, maybe somebody out there thinks that makes me a bad dominant. I'm not really a dominant. No, I just... It is something that is so hardwired into me as a child that somebody else is cleaning, you get up and clean. It's just what you do. And it's very difficult for me to battle with that. So it's one of those things where you have to have such an intense self-awareness, which is really difficult and really hard and really unpleasant in order to be able to try and bring that transparency to the confines of the relationship. That make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's the best answer I have to that. Although I got to be honest, I think that my sparkly vampire response was the best.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah,
I kind of can't wait to listen back to that. I still really want to smack you for that.
I'm sorry.
You're really glad we're not sitting closer.
I'm really sorry. Like, honestly, that was just like, it fit, but I wasn't, but like, no, it fit. Like, it was, you're going to make me cry. No, it just fit. It fit like in that, in what I was trying to describe, it just fit. And I was totally like in a twilight zone this weekend because like I really wanted to watch all three of the movies. And so, what? And so it just...
I can't get past the lipstick. I'm sorry.
No.
Why do they put lipstick on Edward? Why? It irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyways. So yeah.
It's random. I'm sorry, people. Random. The things I pay attention to. It was lipstick. So, you.
Me.
Little submissive.
Me. I'm just an innocent little submissive.
Oh, fuck. I want to sodomize her now.
No!
Violently and without lube. No. That's what I want to do.
Fuck!
Right now. And I have nothing to do it with, so it's either my thermos or my hands. I don't have gloves. Fuck! Anyway, so point being, little sweet, innocent, human submissive. How do you handle it when you feel an urge, a desire to manipulate, or you sense that you might be being manipulated?
If I sense that I'm going down that road where I'm going to try to manipulate, I need to stop. I need to stop what I'm doing. Stop communication, because I'm, you know, I'll shoot from the hip. I'll just, you know, some thought will pop into my mind and I'm like, yes, of course I'm going to text that. Of course I'm going to email that. Of course I'm going to tweet that. Well, you know what? Once you put it out there, you can't take it back because text messages have been sent. You send a tweet, there's screenshots. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm a really paranoid person anyways. So I try to stop because that shit will snowball. The moment that I stop thinking that, what I'm doing is at all constructive, and it just turns into this crazy mix of stuff. Like,
is that a technical term?
It totally is.
Awesome. submissives terrified under frenzy fanaticism stuff.
That. Yes. That. Totally that. All of that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that... Fuck, I lost my train of thought. Shit. Son of a bitch. It's all Sonia's fault.
Something's going on.
Yeah. But it's okay. Anyways, if I know that it's coming from me, then the best thing I can do is just shut the fuck up. And if those thoughts are swimming around in my head, nothing bad is happening if they're swimming around in my head. Nothing. I'm not changing anything. I'm not doing anything. It's just all going on in my head. Eventually, it'll phase itself out and I will not have done anything wrong. I think the moment that I decide to take action, the moment I decide to put it out there that I feel a certain way or whatever the fuck it is, that's when there's a problem. So if I start to feel that in me, the best thing I know to do is just shut the fuck up or go to the Temple of Subs and talk to the Buddha of Subs.
The Buddha of Subs. Yes. That's incredible. You have grown. You have, think about 6 months ago. You wouldn't have said that. Your answer would have been, I have no idea. I have no fucking idea how to stop that. It's a train and it won't stop. And now, you know, you have some wisdom, some insights, some miles on your tires in order to be able to understand that it goes away. And giving an audible outlet to the thoughts doesn't release them. It makes them grow. They turn into, you know, their own individual monster that you can't control any longer. Whereas in your head, although it sucks for the time that it's there, it doesn't go any further. At right. some point, it stops bouncing around and it fades away. But that's something that you didn't have 6 months ago. You know, and that's pretty fucking cool.
Thank you.
It's true. I mean, that's a huge amount of growth and development and a sense of self-awareness that you didn't used to have. That's amazing. I'm incredibly proud of you for being able to do that. It's true. Think about it. I mean, listen back to previous podcasts. Look back at previous journal entries that you've written to me. You're a completely different person today in your submission than you were in the beginning. That's not my doing. Okay, it's a little bit my doing. But it's about that balance, that trying both of us to come from a right place in order to make the relationship, the D and the S, beneficial and spin in a balanced way so that both parties are getting something and neither party is really missing out. Even though there are moments when, you know, you get into the frenzy, you don't feel like you're getting whatever it is. But I think that the biggest part is that, you know, you really are learning and growing, and so am I. I mean, every day. So, but I'm really proud of you.
Hey, you know, S-types. Hey, S-types. You know how when like your dominance says like those really cool things, and you're like, oh my god, I got a good girl. I'm 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 a good girl. Sorry. What? Okay, S-types totally know what kind of joy I'm talking about. Whatever, anyways.
And not just S-types. Anybody who's ever had a parent knows exactly what you're talking about. Let's be honest. Yeah, well, and guess what? You now, it's on the interwebs. You have it forever.
Heart swelling. I love you.
So funny. It's like she never says it, but she does.
I do, but I try not to because really like does. I don't want to freak her out. So I try not to say it. Try to be respectful of boundaries.
I never said don't say it.
I know, but still. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Okay. feel better.
She's hiding now.
Because I'm like, I feel myself like turning so red.
I don't think I did anything to justify. Anyway, so I get back to crappy dominance and submission. For me, truthfully, people are crappy dominants or submissives because you know they're unhappy. They're not coming from a happy, safe place in themselves, and maybe it's because they're not coming from a happy, safe place within whatever their dominance or the submission is or means, right, or comes from. And I truly do understand that the journey to accepting your dominance or submission is not an easy one. I don't know if it's similar to accepting, you know, if you're gay, I don't know. But it's not easy because especially when you are generally going for a socially contrary status, a submissive male or a dominant female, society is not generally very welcoming to either of those. A dominant woman is a ball buster. A submissive man is a pussy. And you're flying in the face of what you were raised to be, a well-mannered young lady, or a take charge, never say die man. And it's not that you can't be those as well in your dominance or submission. It's just that to explain it to anybody who doesn't get it, it is a difficult, if not impossible, task. And so in this journey of trying to accept it, I know for myself, I've had periods where I enjoyed the rush of dominance when it wasn't, I hadn't come to terms. I was very closeted. I hadn't come to terms with who and what I was. And it definitely was not, it wasn't what it is now. It was about me, and I couldn't even have thought about what they were experiencing. It wasn't even on my radar. Could also have to do with my age at the time, but it just wasn't, I couldn't even have thought that they cared what was going on. If that makes sense. I can't even, it's almost as if they were not people, even though they were, obviously, but it's just, it's weird. I'm not talking about the physical standpoint. I'm talking about a lot of the, like more of the emotional, mental kind of things that I did, you know, anything from cuckolding to forced buy, those types of things where I didn't understand myself and therefore I couldn't understand them. And it was easier for me to disassociate that part of me from me and therefore disassociate that part of them from them. Almost like they were just separate moments in time.
Right.
Separate entities, separate everything. So knowing that I had that experience myself and I wasn't able to know, have any sort of genuineness, have any sort of regard for the opposing party. I mean, I would have been considered a douche. If, you know, I had known anybody in a lifestyle sense, I would have been a douchey dom because I didn't fucking know. And I didn't care, which I think is the bigger point. Because I think caring would have indicated that I was accepting that this is what I was. And that was really difficult for me. Really difficult. So that's what I say about that.
You're so pretty.
I'm sparkly.
Oh, fuck.
I told you it wasn't going away.
No, I know. I know it wasn't going to go away.
I'm going to bite your neck.
No, please don't do that because that would hurt a lot and it would leave a mark. Mm-hmm. But on that note, what? What? What?
I'm curious on that note. Where are we going? Are we biting? Are we biting each other? Are we biting? Yay!
Well, not biting.
Fuck.
So before the show started, I went into the booth and I asked Sonia, I said, hey, so what's up? She's like, nothing. Actually, that's not what happened at all. literally walked in there and I was like, hey.
Worst storyteller ever.
I am a really bad storyteller. But anyways, I told her that Facebook had notified me that her birthday was this week. And I just love Facebook. You don't have to remember anybody's birthday. Awesome. Anyways. But I didn't know Sonia's birthday to begin with, so whatever. Anyways, I asked Sonia if she would like some spankings for her birthday. And she said that she'd think about it. And I said, all right, cool. I'll check in with you at the end of the show to see if that is something that you would like. And of course, before I did that, I checked with mistress because I'm not about pimping. I'm not trying to pimp you. I'm not trying to pimp my mistress in her hands. Shrug. Okay.
I didn't say that. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know.
My response to that would be okay. And that's, to me, it's not a response.
It's a non-response. So anyways, so Sonia said that she'd think about it. And I sold her on it. I was like, it's okay. She's really good at reading people. And if you're leaning towards a yes, this will go well. And so she said she'd take the show to think about it. So it's, you know, nearing towards the end of the show. What are your thoughts, Sonia?
How could I say no?
Hot. Exciting. Yes.
Now, I actually have a thought. Because it's 28 spankings.
Yes.
That's it is. A lot. Getting up there. I know.
It's a lot. Fuck you both. I don't think she should shoulder the burden alone.
Yeah, I like where this is going.
I think you should share. I think that it should be split. 14 and 14.
I'm okay with that if Nancy is.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Please don't kill me.
Like she's not mad. Should I be scared?
She's not mad. No. She's not mad at you. I'm the one that brought up stuff that I should just have shut up about.
You know that I can't play or you know do that if I'm actually in a negative space. I won't do that. That's my heart limit.
I know. That means so she's not good. Mad. She's not really mad. She's not mad.
She's not mad at the sparkly vampire.
I still will smack her for it, but that's different altogether. All right, get in here.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Sonia's coming in. I'm going to give you guys a play-by-play.
This is exciting. Why are you giving the play-by-play? You're going to be a part of it.
Well, I know, you're at the same time. Oh, okay. All right, then.
Stand up.
I'm going to take off my headphones now.
We can't hear anything.
Yeah,
it's
so.
It's all just random.
We're going to.
Random Harry Carey. Come over here. Come over here. It's going to be weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Weirdest podcast ever. I need tell Jeremy that these little bendy things are fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Miss Sonia, could you bend over the table? Miss Nancy, can you come and bend over next to her?
Okay.
All right, everybody, I'm going to do this fast because we don't have time for this shit. And I'm going to do it. Those are my hands, not them, because they have pants on.
It helps if you arch your back a little bit. Okay, here we go.
It helps if you arch your back a little bit. Do not listen to that. That is bad advice. That is bad for your lower back, and that's going to damage you. Don't listen to Nancy when she says that.
I'm sticking out my butt for you. That's all.
Round your shoulders makes it better. Okay, I'm going to do two at a time, so it's only 14 for what you guys are going to hear. One. Let's get ready. One. Two. Three. Two. Four. Six. Eight. Ten. 12. 14, 16. 18. 20. 22. 24. 26.
She says it kind of felt good.
Thank you. Well, happy birthday. Now they have warm asses. I was nice though. I split it up between both cheeks. I could have just done one cheek each. That would have really sucked. I'm really curious to hear what that sounds like when we're playing back. Nancy can't think. Nancy can't think.
No.
She's all subby. She's all subspacey. It's so adorable.
Hi.
What the fuck?
Anyway.
So that's a, see, we're givers here.
Mm-hmm. We celebrate birthdays here.
We celebrate birthdays not with cupcakes.
No.
But with spankings.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
I've had so much fun tonight.
It was fun. I think this was really needed.
Yes.
I mean, not that we would have somehow, not the spankings, obviously, but not that we would have not done the show. But, you know, it's just been one of those weeks. It's been a week.
Fuck, man.
It's been a week.
Fuck
this. It's been a month. It really has, you know? And I think it's really interesting because kink and lifestyle is, I mean, life before lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. right,
that we say. But it's not that kink or lifestyle is the sequence of your life. It should be kind of a part of it in even in little ways. I think if you make it kind of the sequence or the whatever these little, you know, adornments, accoutrements of things, then I think you take away from what it could and should be, which mm-hmm. is an extension of who and what you are, because we are who we are. I am dominant. You are submissive. We are who we are. Right. And I got to use a cough button. I was so excited. I got to use a cough button. You know, we have these new boxes. I got to use a cough button. It's very exciting. All right, I'm back.
Silly.
And believing that you only partake of BDSM in dungeons or you only partake of BDSM in prose sessions is disingenuous. It's not being true to really who and what you are. As we are, like I said, we are who we are, and we are in attempting to live an honest DS life, vanilla slash DS life, having it kind of interwoven into our daily lives makes it easy. And but it's still not it's not perfect. Shit happens. We both simultaneously had really, 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 really shitty fucking weeks.
Yeah.
And that makes it difficult. It doesn't make our interactions any less frequent, but it makes it difficult.
It does. It does. And I think to pretend that, God, as much as I would love it if life just revolved around kink and being dirty all the time, that's just not the case. Like, that's just not the case. And I think that tonight has really brought a lot of attention to even the imperfections within the lifestyle. Yeah. You know, it's very... I think it's very naive to think that, you know, you follow the rules and everything's so perfect and everything's so structured and everything's fine. No, things happen. Things happen in and outside of the lifestyle. Yeah. And it's always good to be aware of that. If you listen back to our kinky puberty episode, I think that's also part of realizing that, I think that this, what I'm talking about right now, is part of kinky puberty. Realizing that it's not all perfect, and it's not all everything that people say online and on porn say it is.
But it's not just the kinky puberty. We're gonna have to wrap this up. We don't have time.
Yeah,
it's all automated. We got a minute.
Yes,
to pimp us out.
Yes.
Oh. So follow us on the Love Bite, which is Twitter @_love_bite. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like us on the Facebook.
This is just the Love Bite.
Download the app for the Skid Row Studios on the iPhone and fuck. And go to Stitcher.
Yes, Stitcher.
Which is, you can do it on your Android device, your Apple device.
Although they've been having some sort of like crazy, like for some reason they don't play all the episodes. So you can always go to the Skid Row website, which you would be listening to us through there now.
Right, SkidRowStudios.com.
Exactly, to listen to previous episodes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, and then of course there's the iTunes. If you're subscribed to us on the iTunes, you will get it all the time. And I no longer have a blog, so they're not up there. But maybe I can start doing it on the Tumblr, because I'm thinking about writing some erotica and uploading it to the Tumblr. So, yeah.
All right.
So that's us, and that's what we got. And we don't. We're probably gonna have a guest on next week or future weeks or whatever. We'll figure this shit out. We don't know.
I don't know.
We really do make this.